Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is risen from the dead. Alleluia. Here we are on Divine Mercy Sunday, just 1 week after Easter. In fact, in a way, this whole week has been Easter, as we are rejoicing in the Lord's resurrection and his gift of new life. And around these special feasts, we usually have some family time or other things we do to celebrate the feasts. And I have to admit, in the light of the fact that we're all staying home right now to keep each other safe, my celebration of Easter has been a little bit different. It's not quite the same celebrating Mass in an empty church. I wish you were all here. I miss you. And also, you know, my brother and his family live about 4 hours away from me, and that's close enough that we are usually able to get together for holidays or special occasions. But last Sunday, we managed to gather by a long telephone call, and we certainly enjoyed the visit. But it wasn't quite the same. And all of these things, this absence we feel, reminds us how important community is in our life. This absence we feel reminds us of how important community is. We're not meant to be just individuals. We're not meant to just be by ourselves all the time. In God's plan, we are meant to be joined together in his body, the church. God saves us not as mere individuals, but he saves us as a people. In our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we see how important this community of believers is. They gathered for the breaking of the bread, in other words, the celebration of the Mass. They shared what they had with one another. They were united in the love of Christ. And this community is so important. I invite all of you to join with me in this sacrifice that we're making by the suspension of public masses and by staying at home. This is a sacrifice. I invite you to join with me in offering that sacrifice for each other. Because ultimately, that's why we're doing this. We are doing it in a way for the sake of the community. Not only for our own good, so that we don't get sick, but for everyone's good. And just by keeping in our mind and our heart that we're doing this for everyone's good, we don't lose sight on how important community is in our life. It's a sacrifice we all embrace together for the good of everyone. In addition, there are ways where we can use this time to our own advantage to make our community stronger and to build one another up. And let me offer three suggestions. The first suggestion is to work on building relationships. And so if you are home now with your families, take this time to really build those family relationships. I would like to recommend to you a website. It's all written together, foryourmarriage.org. Foryourmarriage.org. And if you don't have a pencil to write this down, the homily be replayed again. It'll be on YouTube, so feel free to come back and write it down, foryourmarriage.org. There are a number of suggestions to work on your couple relationship, as well as a number of things for your family. It's a good resource. Another resource for families that I would recommend is Formed. It's a program from the Augustine Institute, and the Cathedral Parish here has a membership, so all cathedral parishioners have free access, and a number of our parishes throughout the diocese have such parish memberships. And if you live in a place where there isn't a parish membership, you can always get an individual one. Think of it as like a Catholic Netflix, with all kinds of wonderful video resources. There are family movies, and there are things for couple enrichment. And I would recommend that you and your spouse take some date nights and go through the program Beloved together. It's a program on Formed called Beloved. Take some time with your spouse, go through that together these days, and let that help strengthen your marriage relationship. There are other ways that we can reach out to each other and make our relationship stronger. I have had people tell me that because now they have some time, they've been able to connect with friends they've not spoken with in a long time by telephone or Skype. And this has been an opportunity to reunite, even over distance, and deepen relationships, deepen friendships. Do not let these opportunities pass us by. So the first suggestion, make use of the time we have now and try and build on our relationships. The second suggestion, where we can build up the body of the church and build up community in this time, is to share what we have and be generous. There are so many people right now who have been laid off from their jobs, and they're hurting. If we have the means, now is the time to help. We heard in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles how the community of believers really shared what they had with each other. And it's important for us to remember that the things we own are not merely meant for us, but what we have is meant for the basic necessities of our life, and also to help us serve the common good. And so now is a time for us to reflect on how we use material things. Whatever we have beyond the essentials that we need, should we be thinking first and foremost of how we can use that to help each other? So you might think of a donation to the local St. Vincent de Paul Society or some other place that's available to help people in need. There are many people in need now. Let us be as generous as we can. Third, let us build community by being merciful. Today we celebrate this great feast of divine mercy. And it is through the mercy of God that our sins are forgiven and we have the promise of everlasting life. And let us strive to imitate that merciful heart of God in our own lives. If we have offended someone, if we've sinned against someone, and if we haven't asked their forgiveness, why should we wait any longer? Give the person a call. Send them a card in the mail. It's time to say we're sorry and ask their mercy. It's also time to look in our hearts to see if we're hanging on to any bitterness against people who have hurt us in one way or another in our lives. Now is the time to let that bitterness go. Why should we let our life and our heart be poisoned by bitterness? Mercy is the sweetness that takes away the bitterness in our hearts. Mercy is the sweetness that takes away the bitterness in our hearts. Let go of the bitterness. Be merciful. Forgive. In our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we are reminded of how important community is. God saves us as a people. We are united in one body, the church. Let us take this time to build that community. Let us strengthen relationships. Let us share what we have. And let us be merciful as God is merciful with us.